Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
I don't give a fuck where you can have your phone. Just give me a heartbeat. I'm alive. Thanks. Cool.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Our poor girl is playing hurt today. I'm going to do her injury report on our pregame. Hey, guys, welcome to the Calm Down podcast pregame. Before the show, the trainers were working Carissa out on the field to see if she could get through. She is a gamer, unlike a lot of people we know, and she decided she's going to grin and bear it. So here she is. Not sure how many quarters she'll make, but...
Shaq Barrett, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for allowing this to be my flu game. Michael Jordan's favorite Gatorade flavor, the orange one, which I never liked orange, but I like to drink it because it makes me think of Michael Jordan. Are you going to tell me it's not?
Okay, Ryan, I may need help. I thought his favorite was citrus cooler. I'm going to have to turn on our chat for this.
Only heard his favorite is orange, but again, I'm open to any and all suggestions. Let's go to Michael Jordan for more.
Or Derek Jeter, who can ask
exactly.
On our behalf.
What do you
We're
call him, his big
one
brother?
One degree away. Great. How great was he? By the way, if you guys haven't heard it, please listen to it. It was so interesting. A lot of people actually said to me over the break, Carissa, that they loved it. So you guys submitted your questions. We love it. And we're loving the follow-up to some of your topics. We posted it on our Instagram. I posted it on my Instagram. The old, my family's still friends with my ex. Guys, keep us updated on all questions and concerns.
Love a follow-up story. I like to know that these situations are not falling flat. And also, I cannot tell you guys enough. I know I say it and it's ad nauseum, but first of all, happy new year.
Yes.
New year, same us, in the sense that we are so appreciative that you guys listen. I was waiting to go to dinner the other night with Peter Schrager, Al Michaels, and Spoon. And I was sitting at the adjacent restaurant having a drink, and some sweet man said, I listen to the Calm Down podcast. Then we got into a whole conversation. And I was so happy to just like know that like he wasn't even a sports fan, but he like listens for different reasons. So anyways, I just love you guys and you're the best and thank you. All right, pregame. Here we go, sister. What do you got?
Kay's face. Love it. When do you take down your Christmas tree?
Fuck.
Go.
Mine's still up.
That's okay. So is mine. But my ornaments are off because my husband is just sick of it because now life is different. We have so much baby crap around. We have so much shit everywhere. Yeah. So he's like, I got to just get some of this Christmas stuff out. And I get it.
I have had my Christmas tree up since the beginning of November because I wanted to try to be on top of it, Jimmy, Johnny, and Julie over here. And so this thing is like, now it's got to come down. And I was originally going to do it this weekend and then I started feeling like crap. So Citrus Cooler was, it does appear that Citrus Cooler was his favorite. I don't even know what Citrus Cooler
is. It's really
is.
Good. Gatorade, if you're listening, Citrus Cooler to Carissa.
I would love to know where you're getting that information, Ryan. I want maybe orange.
It's kind of been out there.
Has it? then maybe orange before citrus cooler hit the market was his favorite. I thought this was the original. All right. You know, look, I'm open to any suggestion that Michael Jordan liked any flavor. I'll drink all of them. And actually, that means I have to can stop drinking orange now because I thought that was the reason it was his favorite. Anyways, I digress. I want to take that Christmas tree down, but I feel like absolute crap. So it's going to be up for another few days. And I hate that, but is what it is. Adam Berman, what's the biggest turnoffs a guy can do? Oh God, how much time do we have? It's a pregame. Biggest turnoffs, cleanliness is number one on my list. There's a lot of things guys can do for turnoffs, but if you don't have good hygiene, we're already out the dough. Like breath, body odor, any of those things, that's number one on my list. I could keep going, but you're up.
I think the calling nonstop, especially when you're on your job. My husband does not do this. Actually, my husband doesn't even know where I am half the time. That's a joke. He's just great about it. He gets it. He leaves me alone. I think that's a big deal. God, trust is huge. I think here's one
trust
that
is a non-negotiable.
Well, exactly.
That's not even a turnoff. You're not even entering the door without that.
I'll tell you a turnoff. I think, you know, I get the whole golf situation. I don't really get it, actually. It's fine. It must be a big deal. Everybody loves to do it. I don't understand going for the day and not checking your phone once. Just check your phone once. Give me a thumbs up. Give me a...
Yeah. I could see that.
Just give me something, you know?
I was out. No,
you can't have your phone on there. I don't give a fuck where you can have your phone. Just give me a heartbeat. I'm alive. Thanks. Cool.
This is a topic for the bigger show, so we'll write this one down.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear that you've been out golfing all day and then I see you have liked an Instagram picture or photo or something like that. This was not a Steve thing. This was a conversation with a few of my exes where it was like, oh, I was out golfing all day. I'm like, that's interesting because Cheryl posted a picture an hour ago and it showed that you liked it. So that's weird.
Is she
you
on the
get
course?
Get your phone out for Cheryl's, Cheryl, where did I come up with these names?
I love that.
Yeah, come up with these, liking the photos but not answering a text. Got it. And you now gotta go. All right, next.
Halt to Hyde. I don't know. Are you sad the regular season is coming to an end? Yes and no. I'm so excited to cover playoffs. Playoffs is a whole different animal. It's a time. Am I sad because I was looking at this cutie cute photo this woman in Tampa took of me and the boys on the field? Yeah, because I'll miss the guys and all that. But yeah, it's fine. Yes and no.
Thursday night football is
great
over
job
for me because we only take that bad boy to week 17, but it was a nice finish for us in Cleveland. It was an awesome scene to see that they clinched a playoff spot when we were there. The Joe Flacco story, I cannot say enough about how much I am just thrilled for this man.
Yeah.
And the team, and you're on your fourth starting quarterback, Kevin Stefanski. I am such a fan of what he's done for that organization. He is such a constant in an inconsistent organization for various different reasons.
Miles Garrett,
such a sweetheart. Oh my God.
Great,
I mean,
dude.
He is a beast, but like such a sweetheart. So yeah, I was joyful, if you will. That's going to be my word for 2024.
Ooh.
To end the season in Cleveland. But yeah, playoffs, and you know, you get to work the NFC Championship game and most Super Bowls, unfortunately not this year for us. But yeah, nothing better than playoffs in any sport. But I'm sad that Thursday night football is over. I love those guys. And next up is Little Harry 11. I need to know the story behind your name, Little Harry 11.
Sir.
And it starts with the question, gray hairs. Just turned 40. Pluck or don't pluck? This is an Erin Andrews question. She always talks about grays. I don't know if it's just because I use so much purple shampoo. I don't see my grays.
Good for you.
I'm not bragging. I'm old as hell, but I don't get grays, or I don't see them.
Great. I have them. They're coming in. It's tough. I, you know, especially now that I've darkened my hair more at the root than doing, you know, the ridiculously fake blonde that I used to tote around and no one said anything about it.
Oh, that's
but you
grease.
Are blonde. Like mine was so fake and orange back in the day. It was crazy.
How about when we see some old pictures of us? We're
The one in the Dallas Cowboys green room. I mean, that's a shade of orange, actually. And I thought it was so great. What is happening? It's fine. But yeah, no, I pluck them. I pull them out. I I color them with Color Wow, not an ad, but we'd love it to be.
What is it? Color Wow?
Color Wow. It's like almost like an eyeshadow palette. And if like I need like a touch up, which I will this weekend, I'll put it on there. Or I'll ask Jillian if she has a dark brown eyeshadow and I do it on there.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. I will notice like the little errant hairs that are like showing up because they need to be waxed down. I'll just pluck them up. Dominique hates that. She's like, and you wonder why you don't have any hair. You're pulling half of it out. Next, go for it.
Next, anonymous.
Thank you, Ryan. Sorry to yell at you, Aaron. My confusion is with Citrus Cooler. It's a light orange color.
But it's that's not true, Ryan. It's more actually of a yellowy.
Well, the debate continues. What was Michael Jordan's favorite flavor of Gatorade? Aaron says citrus cooler. Mine says orange. Only the man himself can answer this question.
True. I guess we have to have him on. Watched your video on family following an ex on social media. Here's one I bet you've never heard. Been married for over 2 decades. Just found out my husband's family, without our knowledge, has maintained a secret close relationship with his ex. They were married for a short time years ago. They even have had her over for the holidays when we're not there. Found some pics after digging. This is crazy.
Nope.
Intervention.
You know what I say then? Fine. If you like her so much, you can have her. I'm going to go the other direction. I got no problem. You know what I'm doing?
But you don't want to break up with him.
No. I'm taking him with me.
Oh.
Because he should be pissed too at his family. I'd be like, yo, you guys are on probation over there. If you guys want her, until you cut ties, we're going to be over here. Because we're not doing this back and forth nonsense. And more than anything, it's the sneaky McSneakerson. Like, you're the bloodline. You're the family. It's time to get a new family. Friends are the family you choose.
Friends and family. Yeah, they sure are.
Discount. Friends and family discount. Guys, we are going to talk about all things. We got holidays to recap, New Year. I'm not sure if you're into resolutions, Aaron. We'll talk about that. Okay. I'm into this idea of things that are in, things that are out, fresh starts, all of the above on the old big show. And we'll get to the bottom of Michael Jordan's favorite Gatorade. Join us, would you?
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.